everybody. Hello there. Welcome.
Hi there, Kyle.
Hi, how are you today? It is Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday, everybody. And it is drive time. It's that time when you're driving home. You're driving, or maybe you're driving somewhere else. I don't know where you're driving, but if you're driving, drive safely, folks. That's all I can say. And hopefully you're going to enjoy the program while you drive. Or maybe you're home, relaxing.
Por favor, no corra.
Exactly. Don't, you know, take it easy. Don't go too fast, right? Take your time. Today on the Drive Time Show, it is International Radio Day, everybody. International Radio Day. Tino, has everyone been talking about it? He says, no, no one's been talking about it. Well, I'm going to talk about it because it's International Radio Day. So we'll talk about radio, the power of radio, the love of radio. Yes, I love radio, and I'll tell you why. And we'll talk about some facts about radio. Also, some weird news from a store that I really like, Costco. Warehouse store. And I'll tell you a funny story about Costco coming up. It's kind of like Macro. If you don't know Costco, you may know Macro store. You know, you buy everything in large volumes. I'll tell you an interesting and kind of funny story about Costco coming up. Also, speaking of radio and communication, we'll have a look at the top five ancient forms of communication. So before there was radio, before there was TV, well, there were, for example, palomas, right? Pigeons. And they would say, oh, go to the other village. Deliver this letter to Tino. And, you know, tie it to the leg of the pigeon, right? And the pigeon takes off and delivers the, you know, we'll talk about the top five ancient forms of communication on the Drive Time Show today. Also, terrible skiing accident. On this day in 1988, it was Hermann Mayer. You may remember him if you're a fan of the Winter Olympics and downhill skiing. Tino, do you like downhill skiing in the Olympics? Tino says, a mí me encanta. He loves it. Tino loves downhill skiing in the Winter Olympics. So we're going to talk about a terrible accident with Austrian skier Hermann Mayer. It was this day in 1988, and it's an interesting story. A terrible crash, but anyway, I'll tell you about it. It's kind of interesting. We got grammar, we got pronunciation, we have so much stuff to cover on the show. We better get it started right now. All right, my name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Start bopping in, please. Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Hi, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Happy Radio Day, International Radio Day, and World, that's what it's called. El Día Mundial de la Radio, World Radio Day. And it was actually...
Un espectáculo.
It is. It's always, como siempre, always, Tino, un espectáculo here with the Drive Time Show. Yeah, of course, of course. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you about this. It was actually it was proposed in Spain, this idea. I'll tell you a little bit more. But before we talk about World Radio Day, it's time to begin the show with an interactive section. I'm talking about today's Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
Yeah, that's right. The Twitter translation. You know how this works, right? I give you a sentence in Spanish, and then you write in and you tell me the sentence in English on Twitter. Now, if you want to participate, Tino, how can folks find me on Twitter?
Tweet Kyle at I'm Kyle Miller, o lo que viene siendo IM Kile Millar.
Mm-hmm. That's right. O lo que viene siendo IM Kile Millar. That's right. I'm Kyle Miller. is the name on Twitter. You can write in. You can tell me how to say it. The following in English. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Ojalá tuviéramos más información. Ojalá tuviéramos. Ah, muy bien, muy bien. Ojalá tuviéramos más información. All right. This is not easy. There's a little trick here, right? Tiene su truco. But tell me what this is in English. Ojalá tuviéramos más información. All right. And while we wait for your responses, we have a whole bunch of people. Oh my goodness. Do you know we have an explosion of life here on Twitter?
How are you getting on?
Well, I'm getting on pretty good. Pretty good. You know, people are writing in on Twitter. While we wait for this, your responses, let's go ahead. Where should we go, Tino? How about a step into the...
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym. Warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
Yep, that's right, the warm-up gym. I'm going to give you this sentence in Spanish. Spanish. Yo en español. Y tú en inglés. All right? Okay. Are you ready? Okay. Good, good, good. Okay. I'm glad. Okay, number one. Number one, everybody. No hay leche en esa botella. There isn't any milk in that bottle. Es que no hay leche. No hay leche en esa botella. There isn't any milk in that bottle. In that bottle. Number two. Añade esto a la comida. Add this to the food. Add this to the food.
Things are cooking.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they're cooking all right. Okay, number three. No íbamos deprisa cuando ocurrió. We weren't going fast when it happened. Cuando ocurrió. We weren't going fast when it happened. We weren't going fast when it happened. Number four. ¿Habrá un examen mañana? Abra, will there be an exam tomorrow? Will there be? Will there be an exam tomorrow? Number five. ¿Quién te dijo eso? Who told you that? Eso, that. Who told you that? All right, all right, all right. Okay, who told you that? Number six. poca gente ha dominado el inglés sin haber vivido en el extranjero. Well, few people have mastered English. Se puede hacer, ¿eh? Se puede hacer. Few people have mastered English without having lived abroad, sin haber vivido en el extranjero. Few people. Now, a few is different. It's like unos, algunos. Ah, there are a few. Hay algunos. There are a few people here. There are a few people in the coffee break area listening to the show. There are a few people there. But few people, poca gente, ha dominado el inglés sin haber vivido en el extranjero. Few people have mastered English without having lived, sin haber vivido. It's not the same as without living. Sin haber vivido, without having lived abroad, en el extranjero, abroad. But you can do it, of course, but you have to work hard. And also the word... master is subjective, of course, right? To master something, at what point have you mastered it? No. Okay, number 7. Prométeme que lo probarás. Promise me you'll try it. Oye, prométeme que lo probarás. Please. Promise me you'll try it. Right, Tino? Come on. Promise me you'll try it. Number 8. Esta comida tiene una pinta horrible. This food looks awful.
Está la cosa mala.
This food looks awful. Ah, oh, this food es que tiene una pinta horrible. This food looks awful. Yeah. Una vez más, hemos superado nuestra meta. Hemos superado nuestra meta. Una vez más. Once again. Una vez más. Now, a lot of people at home are saying, can you say one more time? Yeah. One more time. Una vez más, one more time, or once again. Once again. Once, como la once, ¿no? La once. O-N-C-E, once, una vez, once. Once again, we have surpassed our goal. We have surpassed. Hemos superado nuestra meta. Once again, we've surpassed our goal. Our goal. Okay. Number 10. Te escucharán con mucha educación. Como los oyentes del Drive Time, ¿no? Yes. They'll listen to you very politely. Very politely. Te escucharán con mucha educación. They'll listen to you very politely. Okay, let's do two more. Dos más. Two more. ¿Cómo que no? Right? Why not? Okay. Y después harán lo que le dé la gana. Y después harán lo que le dé la gana. And then they'll do whatever they feel like. Whatever they feel like. Me apetece. I feel like it. Whatever I feel like. They'll do whatever they feel like. Yeah, and then they'll do whatever they feel like. Okay. All right, finally. Él hizo un par de llamadas telefónicas y después se fue. He made a couple of phone calls. And then he left. Y después, se fue. He left. Right? To leave. Marcharse. To go. To leave. He left. He made a couple of phone calls. And then he left. Right? Hacer un par de llamadas. He made a couple of calls. He made a couple of phone calls. And then he left. Right? That's what he did. Okay, so there you go. I think I would say we're all warmed up. Wouldn't you say, Tino? That we're all warmed up by now? I think so.
Sí, un poquito.
Yeah, all right, okay. All right, folks, let's move on.
Expression of the day.
Ah, expression of the day. Look at that. Our expression of the day today is stay tuned. Now, it's International Radio Day, folks. It's World Radio Day. So I wanted to, as I was planning the show, I thought, you know, I got to think about radio topics here. And we have to stay tuned, or to tune in, que es sintonizar, to tune in, T-U-N-E, like the tuning. When you say afinar la guitarra, you say ding, bring, 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 and you're, that's a terrible, that was a terrible sound effect. But you get the idea. To tune the guitar, right? You're adjusting the tuning. And so we say to tune in is sintonizar. But to tune out can be to stop paying attention. So we use this kind of in conversation. Like to tune in to what someone is saying or to tune it out. I'm sorry, he was talking, but I had completely tuned him out. It means I wasn't paying attention. I stopped paying attention. I was tuned out. Okay? So, tune in and tune out. And then we have to stay tuned is to, right, I guess, quedarse atento al algo, a lo que sea. To stay tuned, to remain tuned in to something, to stay paying attention. So, stay tuned is like, quedarse atento. Would you say that, Tino? Quedarse atento. O estar atento. Estar atento. Mejor. Better, right? Okay, estar atento a algo. Because you never know. So, hey, stay tuned. So I could say we have a big announcement in the second half hour of the show. So stay tuned. Right? It's like when I say, don't touch that dial. Don't change the channel. Right? Stay with us. Okay. All right, so there you have it. That is our expression, stay tuned.
Trending topics.
Well, folks, it's World Radio Day. Yeah, it's World Radio Day, which is an observance. We say to observe. You know, you're not just sitting there watching the day, but it means you acknowledge something, to observe this day, which is annually held this day, the 13th of February, to celebrate radio as a medium. And it was first announced in 2011. By UNESCO. You know, UNESCO, that group that goes and makes the heritage sites, right? Like they say, oh, Cuenca, World Heritage Site. Heritage site, you know, UNESCO. So they had a conference and it was proposed, in fact, by Spain. And they said, hey, that's a good idea, World Radio Day. So here we are celebrating radio and all things radio. And I would like to say, well, first of all, we have a couple of facts about radio, which has remained very relevant as a medium, right? As a mode of communication. And I think the internet has helped radio. It has not hindered radio, but it has helped radio. You know, we have so many people that tune in at grupovan.com via the internet. So many people that listen to our podcasts at evox.com.
I love that radio station.
I know. I hope so. I hope you do. I hope you love this one. Also, we have so many people that listen to our app, right? The Vaughn Radio app. So the internet has really improved access to radio, satellite radio in cars. There's so many ways to listen. But here are some facts about radio. Here's an interesting one. What was the number one song on radio? Now, this was, I apologize, but this is American, and it's Estados Unidos. The number one song of the 2000s. So from 2000 up to 2009, what was the number one song? Do you know what it was, Tino? It was Nickelback. Nickelback, yeah. How You Remind Me. How You Remind Me. I can't do the, I can't even think of how that goes now. This is how you remind me of having dead every day. That one. That's the way that guy Chad Kroger. Kruger? Kroger? All right. Anyway, another interesting fact. The Eiffel Tower in Paris, of course, was supposed to be scrapped. They were going to get rid of it after 20 years. It only survived because the military started using it as a radio tower, intercepting crucial military transmissions during World War I. So these messages were coming in. They said, hey, we can use this tower, right? Don't destroy it yet. We can use this thing for military purposes. And that saved the Eiffel Tower. And then, of course, it became this icon. All right. Robert Plant. You know Robert Plant, right? The guy from Led Zeppelin. Robert Plant, the singer of Led Zeppelin, he once donated $10,000 to a small radio station in Portland, Oregon, to never play the song Stairway to Heaven. So instead of, so it was his song, so it's Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin, you got to know it. But instead of saying, hey, I want you to play this song more, he said, please stop playing it. I'm tired of hearing it. I'll give you $10,000 if you stop playing it. Now, this is a station called KBOO. It's a listener-funded radio station. And they promised that for a donation of $10,000, they would never play Stairway to Heaven again. And Robert Plant was driving his rental car in the area in Oregon, and he was listening. He was looking for some non-mainstream, like unconventional music, and he heard this KBOO playing, and he heard the offer, and he liked the idea, and he decided to accept it. He pulled over. He used a payphone, right? One of those telefono pubblico, public phone, payphone. And he made a call and made a pledge. He donated $10,000. But he apparently did it using the credit card of the of his record company, Atco Records. He had his record company president's credit card, and he pledged $10,000 with it to have them never play his song again. Kind of a strange, what a weird story. That could fit into our weird news, to be honest. But anyway, so there you go. A couple of facts about radio. It is World Radio Day, and I would like to pose a question to you, to the folks out there who are on Twitter, which is my preferred way right now of communicating with you. Now, keep in mind, you can also follow me on Instagram. Instagram, everybody. I'm Kyle Miller on Instagram, if you prefer that to Twitter. But I'm gonna ask this question, and you can answer me on Twitter if you want to participate, which is, how do you listen to the radio? How do you listen to this show? How are you listening right now? Are you listening online? Are you listening at groupofon.com? Are you listening on one of our frequencies, right, on the dial? Yeah, radio. There you go, a little radio jingle. How are you listening to the radio? Do you listen online? Do you listen through the frequency? Do you listen through the app? Do you listen through the TDT? Do you listen to a podcast on iVox.com? How do you listen to the radio? Tell us. Tell us how you listen, and what's the frequency? What dial are you tuned into? So tell us. I would love to know where you're, how you're listening, and maybe where you're listening from as well. Are you in Madrid? Are you in Barcelona? Are you in Bilbao? 97.3. Are you in Zaragoza? 96.0. Are you in Santiago de Chile? Or are you in Mexico City? Where are you, and how do you listen? This is what I'd love to know. Now, in a minute, we're going to take a break. After the break, we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk a little bit. I'll tell you about my background in radio, my sort of love for radio. And this is not the only station that I have worked with. I've worked with a couple other radio stations. I'll tell you a little bit about my experiences in Canada with radio, and even my very brief experience with on radio in the United States. I'll tell you a little bit about that, and also some of the other collaborations I've done here and some of the differences. But I certainly love Vaughn Radio and the opportunities that they have given me, that I've had, that I've enjoyed. So we'll talk a little bit about that after the break. So I'm waiting for you to send me your responses. Some people are writing in, but tell us, how are you listening? Where are you listening from? Are you listening online? ¿Cómo estás escuchando? ¿Por internet? ¿Por la TDT? Send me a tweet. Tell me. We're going to take a short break, and I will have a look at your responses to that, and also the Twitter translation. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Ojalá tuviéramos más información. We're going to look at that and much more after the break. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
You're listening.
Okay, what is
to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
¿Tienes niños? Pues, ¿qué mejor forma que aprendan inglés que haciendo lo que más les gusta? En nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro y 100% angloparlante, acompañados en todo momento de monitores Vaughan. Campamentos de verano para niños. No abandones tu inglés.
Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
En inglés solo existe una palabra que contiene 5 vocales consecutivas. ¿Sabes cuál es? Te damos la respuesta en 2 minutos.
EMEP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona.
Elena, Elena, pásame...
The white coat.
Eso, oye, Frank, pásame...
Eso es un Bunsen burner.
¡Que está encendido!
Ya verás la que lían estos trastos. Estamos preparando todo para tener listo el próximo Science Weekend Camp, donde tus hijos se divertirán a la vez que aprenderán mucho, mucho, mucho inglés, sin darse cuenta. Y tranquilos, el único peligro son estos 3, y se quedan en casa. Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832 o campamentosvaughan.com, 91-133-5832.
¡Os esperamos a todos en el Science Weekend Camp!
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who is learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
La palabra del inglés que contiene 5 vocales consecutivas es...
Queuing.
Haciendo cola. Se escribe Q-U-E-U-E-I-N-G, pero se pronuncia...
Queuing.
Y viene de maravilla para trolear cuando juegues al ahorcado.
¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EMEP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona.
Fináciate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 91-133-5833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 91-133-5833. Consulta también el Executive Master en inglés profesional disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
You're listening.
Esto lo que oyes.
To Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. Welcome back. It's the second half hour of the Drive Time Show, I should say. And we have a lot of people writing in telling me how they're listening today, as it is World Radio Day. Let's see what people are saying. We have Virginia. Virginia says, "Hi, Kyle. I'm listening from Mallorca. through the app, which I find very helpful for those who can't reach Vaughn Radio on the dial. Very nice. Thank you. And yeah, thank you. We had a frequency in Mallorca at one point, didn't we, Tino? In Mallorca, yo creo que sí. I think we did, but I don't know if it's on there now or not. Now, Mr. Hauser said, I don't think here in La Rioja I can use the radio to listen to. There's a 90-second delay on the Vaughn Radio app, which makes it really tough keeping up with the interactive challenges, like on the show with no name. So I listen using another radio app. Okay. Well, you just tuned in. As long as you're listening, you're listening. You know, that's what we hope. All right. Joaquin says, I listen on the internet using the app here in Seville. He says, there's no chance on the radio. Yeah, but you can listen so many ways to tune in. The app is a great way to do it. Manolo says, from the south of Spain, Almería City, says, we're listening to you on the app. Thanks. Well, thank you for tuning in, Manolo. Jesus says, hi, Kyle, I'm listening to you online on the app because in Seville we don't have the radio station or any Vaughn office or academy. It's a shame for us. Well, Mohammed says, hello, Mr. Kyle. Fortunately, I use every single day my car radio. Now, I listen on my car radio every day. He says, my cell phone and then my PC to listen to Vaughn Radio. So he's using a lot of ways to listen. Thank you, Mohammed. And we have Jair Zamora Ramirez. And he says, I hear you from London on the app. Nice. Tuned in on the app. We have Sandy. Sandy Maybe. She says, I'm from Puerto Rico, but I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I'm listening from the app. Okay. We have Catalina says, I listen to your show on the TDT in Valencia. She says, the radio waves are silent these days. Now, I didn't know that. You should be there on 104.7. So you should be able to hear it. But anyway, lots of people writing in. So if you want to write in, if you want to write in, tell us where you're listening from. I will read your response. Tell me where you're listening from and how you listen. The app, the TDT, the dial, what is it? Let me know. And I mentioned before the break that I would talk a little bit about my love for radio. I first started doing a show in Canada. I've told this story before, but it's been a while. And I first started doing a show when I was in university on a radio station in Canada called CKDU-FM. And it was a volunteer station. Nobody was getting paid, certainly not me. And I saw the opportunity. I saw a poster saying, do you want to do radio? Would you like to be a radio presenter? A radio host, DJ, if you will. And I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. So I went to an information session and they said, okay. And they told me a bit about it. And then they did a training program where they trained me on how to use the equipment, which was interesting because this was in the late 90s. This was in 1999. So yeah, I think 1999. So I was, We had computers and things, but we still used vinyl records and we played records and tapes and they had a huge catalog of records. So it wasn't all digital. And so I had to learn how to run the mixing board and kind of do some of the work that Tino would do here. But of course we didn't do all kinds of jingles and effects and things like that. So the DJ work was very basic. You were just putting on albums and then talking and adjusting the faders up and down. But I learned a bit about that and I loved it. I really enjoyed it. So when I came to Spain and I discovered Vaughn, a big part of what I loved about Vaughn was the possibility of doing radio. And the radio was being launched, and Richard was telling me about the radio, and I remember going to visit Vaughn Radio before we even had a real studio. I met Richard Vaughn, at a Vaughn Town program, actually. Great program. I've never spoken that much English in one week in my life either, as I did in Vaughn Town. And I met Richard at the program, and he was talking about the radio, and I said, oh, I love radio. And he said, oh, come visit. Come visit the radio. I'm going to do a show. But at the time, he didn't have a full radio station. It was Richard was renting a few hours. I don't know if it was every day. He could answer this, but I can't answer this. It was every day, or if it was just a few days a week. But he was renting a show some time on a small, very local radio station that just covered probably a small part of Madrid. So I went to this area to meet him, and I went. It was a residential building. It was a residential place, and I thought, okay, I must be at the wrong door because this is a house, you know. And I knocked on the door, and someone opened up the door, and it was Jim Traynor who was inside. He said, "We're in a commercial break, but come on in. We're going to go back live in a minute." And Jim Traynor, who was the former host of several shows here on Vaughn Radio, Time to Put Your Feet Up, The Lighthouse. Remember that, Tino? Jim Traynor, of course. The great Jim Traynor. So Jim was there. Richard was there. His wife was there. He said, oh, Kyle, come on in and join us on the show. So I sat in and I joined Richard on the show. This was 15 years ago. I think 15 años. And Richard, we talked, and, you know, I participated in the show. It was just a chat. We were just talking about different things, current events and things. And then the show ended. And then after that, I started teaching with Vaughn. I got involved and started teaching, and we eventually got the radio station up and running, operational. And I didn't start working in radio right away. I was teaching for a few years in different places, doing different things. I wanted to get comfortable with teaching because knowing that a role on Vaughn Radio would be heavily included, you know, certainly a heavy teaching aspect of the program. So I taught for a few years, and then I came back to Richard and said, Richard, I'd love to do a show. So he said to me, okay, but you have to do a demo, una maqueta. And Richard insisted, I don't think they do this anymore, but Richard insisted that I do not one show for a demo, not two. Did you know this, Tino? He said not one, not two, not three, but four demo shows. So he said, next week, give me four shows, and I'll listen to them and I'll decide. Yeah, so I wanted to do the show, so I realized, okay, I have to do the four demo shows. So I decided, which was a great idea, really, because I think anyone can do one good radio show. You can sit down, you can spend 4 hours planning a half-hour show if you want, and go in and pre-record it. The challenge of doing radio every day, well, it's just that, is every day, is you know, being a Wednesday on your 1,052nd show and you're feeling a little bit ill or you're tired, you know, and you had a show yesterday and you'll have another one tomorrow, keeping the energy, keeping the spark, keeping the passion. That's the real challenge, I think. But when you love what you do, it's never a challenge. It's a pleasure, really. But Richard said, okay, Kyle, he said, Kyle, you have to do four shows. And I knew that they should be something teachy, right? De enseñanza. They should be teaching. They should be, you know, like a class or a lesson. So I came up with this idea. I said, what if I do a show, a 30-minute show based on a verb? Each show, one verb. Un verbo. So I'll teach the various uses of the verb, we'll do translations, focused translations, the interrogative, we'll practice, we'll do expressions, we'll do common mistakes, we'll do phrasal verbs using that verb. So I decided to do that, and I created a radio show called, and I want it to be like gamesy, like a game. And in a short conversation with Alberto Alonso, who had already started about a year before me doing radio, he said, we came up with this idea of the verb circus, like a game show, a gamesy idea, of the circus being, you know, using them in a fun, interactive way. So that was my first radio show called The Verb Circus, my first radio show in Spain. So I had done, like I said, I had done the show in Canada on the university station, just playing music. And I was just getting back to this story. I was filling in. I was just filling in for other people. Someone would be away and the station manager would call me and say, Kyle, there's a host away. Can you do a show for 3 weeks or something? And I would do that and then be back and forth filling in. So I never had really my own show in Canada. It was just a fill-in show. But so I sort of fell in love with radio through that process and then started the Verb Circus show here. And that eventually, after about 80, 75 episodes, I realized, okay, I've done all the main verbs. I'd like to do something new. And we started a course called the Baugan Inglés 4.0. And it was called 4.0, which is a great course, by the way. 4.0 because it was delivered through four channels. It was delivered through television. It was delivered through radio. It was delivered through books. And there was an online component. So four channels, 4.0. And I did the radio show for that. And that was 185 episodes. And I enjoyed that. I thoroughly enjoyed that. But when that finished, I wanted to continue. So I pitched the idea of a more regular show called By Request, Inglés a la Carta. And then we did that show. Do you remember that, Tino? By Request. So By Request was a show where I had an email address and people would write in and say, Kyle, talk about whatever. Yeah, this was our music, right? By Request. There we go. We still have that. That's cool.
Yeah. Inglés a la Carta.
Yeah. So there was By Request. This was about 6 years, hace 6 años, no, Tino? 6 years ago. By Request. And it started once a week. And then it went to twice a week or three times a week. And then I got a call from Richard Vaughn and he said, Kyle, I want to have dinner with you. Let's have
nada
dinner.
Más y nada menos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he said, Kyle, I want to have dinner with you. And I said, okay, this sounds good. What's this all about? So I went off to have dinner with Richard. And I knew that something was up. I knew he was going to say something. And he said, Kyle, I invited you for dinner because I want to make you an offer, una oferta. And Richard said, Kyle, I would like you to do a daily show, a daily live show. Take a few weeks if you want it. Take a few weeks. Design the show. Think about it. Come up with an idea. But I trust you. It'll be live and you'll be on every day. And I said, yes, I want to do it. This is wonderful. This is great. So I thought of names and I thought of things to talk about and a structure. And I kind of made a combination of the structures of the different shows that I had already been working on or I had already done and sort of cobbled them together and came up with the Drive Time Show. And Richard's idea originally, he said, you should call it the Kyle Miller Show. But I said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do the Kyle Miller. I want to call it something else. So I came up with the idea of the Drive Time Show or Drive Time with Kyle Miller, which is really the name of the show, because this is drive time. There's a term. It's actually a real radio term, drive time. It's a time of day when people are driving. You have two drive times. You have the morning drive and the afternoon drive. This is the afternoon drive. It's when people are going home from work. They're going back home. So it's the peak time. There's a peak time in the morning for radio listeners, and then there's the afternoon peak time, which is now. So that is the Drive Time Show. And maybe later I'll tell you the short-lived bit of radio work I did in the United States, but that was very, very limited. Very limited. It was just filling in for a friend. A friend of mine owned a friend of mine owned a radio station. Did I tell you this story, Tino? A friend of mine had a small AM radio station in Maine. In Maine. One of my best friends. He bought a little radio. He found a station that was for sale. He said he was kind of like me. He loved radio. Well, he is still. And he decided to buy a radio station. So he bought a small radio station in Maine called WEGP. WEGP AM. I don't know if they still broadcast. He does not own it anymore. But he owned it. He bought it. And the first week, this was in the summer, and I was in Canada, and he was in Maine, northeastern United States, working with the station. And he said, there was a problem. There was a dispute in the station. There was one guy who was recording all the voices. Basically what they did, it was a syndicated radio station. So what they would do is with syndicated radio, you buy shows. So he would buy subscriptions for, say, baseball games, news broadcasts, and things like that. You pay a certain amount of money, you buy the rights to broadcast those things. So he'd broadcast those things, and then you run advertisements in the breaks, and you hopefully make money selling the advertisements. But of course, with the advertisements, you need a person or a few people to record the ads. Now, there was a guy who was recording the ads, and he got into a big fight in the office with one of the women who the head of the sales. And he said some very mean things, some nasty things. And my friend decided that it was inappropriate, and he had to fire him. Echarle. Said, "You're fired." He fired him. He got rid of him. But then the next morning, he realized, uh-oh, now I don't have anyone to record these voices, these ads. But then he thought, but Kyle is in Canada. At least he's not in Spain. He's in Canada. I'll give him a call. So my friend Greg calls me up. He says, "Hey, Kyle, what are you doing?" I said, "Not much. I'm on vacation. I'm relaxing." And he says, "Do you want to come to Maine and record advertisements for me, for my station?" And I said, "Yeah, sure. Why not? Como que no?" Yeah. I mean, he said, "Look, I'm in a bind. I'm in a jam. I got a problem here. I just fired the only guy that records the voices. I need someone to help me do this. Would you like to come help?" And I said, "When do you need me?" This is great. I said, "Greg, when do you want me there?" And he said, "Tomorrow?" It's about a 12-hour drive. 12 horas en coche.
Really?
12 hours. Yeah, really. 12 hours away. So I said to my father, "Hey, can I borrow your car?" And my father lent me his car. I got in the car and I drove. The next morning, I got up and I drove 12 hours to Maine and went to the studio, recorded a bunch of advertisements for him for local events and local things, and he aired those ads, and then I left and I went back home. So that was my small foray, my adventure into the world of American radio. Very brief, but I did it. But it was fun. It was interesting. And that was AM, not FM. That was AM radio. Kind of interesting. Anyway, World Radio Day, everybody. And lots of people are writing in talking about where they're listening from. Virginia, I already got this one. She said she's listening from Mallorca through the app. Okay, more people. Let's see. More people. Saida says, "I'm living in Tennessee and listening in the mornings." Okay, so yeah, it's probably noon in Tennessee. Or no, it's after, a little bit after noon now. Maybe, I don't know. What time is it? 10 to 12? Almost noon or a little bit afternoon there in Tennessee? Nashville, maybe? "You help me more than nothing." Oh, be careful. "More than anything, it should be, with my English." Great. Well, thank you. I like to hear that. Thank you, Saida. Now we have Lollipop, who's listening from Mexico. He says, "I always listen to you on the app in the state of Mexico." Mexico. Do we have a little Mexican jingle for this? Is for our friend Lollipop, who's tuned in Mexico. Hey, Ah, there you go. There you go. That's for you, Lollipop, in Mexico. Órale. All right. Yolanda says the app is extremely handy because it means you can go anywhere with it. Kyle, it's your day today. There's something special about the radio. There is something special about it. There is something special about radio. There is, you know, TV and the idea of programming, traditional programming on TV is really changing. I think fewer people are watching TV because they're watching videos on YouTube and on the internet. But radio's growing. You know, people are still going to be driving to work in their car or whatever, or going on the bus, and, you know, the radio is accessible. It's convenient. Gustavo says, hi, Kyle. I'm working, and I listen to your nice program on the app from the southeast of London. Cool. Saida is there. Yes, okay, here we go. Santiago. I'm Santiago, and I listen to from Murcia by the internet. Santiago, thank you so much for tuning in. And Santiago, thank you very much for the very nice Christmas gift. Santiago sent me a very nice Christmas gift, and I was already speaking to him about that. But Santiago, if you're listening now, thank you again. Thank you very much, sir. Catalina says, I listen to the radio while commuting. And she says that she cannot hear us on the dial in Valencia, but hopefully we'll get that fixed. I don't know if there's a problem there. I don't know. So many people tuned in. So many people tuned in, Tino. In so many different ways. Hey, let's take a question, in fact. Here's a bit of a grammar question from a listener, which is today's What's the Difference?
Like, at, make, do, go, come, take, bring.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
All right, it's time for today's What's the Difference? And this one comes from David, who's in Las Palmas. Las Palmas, everybody. Las Palmas. Ole. No, not like that. Yeah. But he says, hello, Kyle. Could you please explain the difference between maybe and perhaps? Ah, good one. Quizás sí, quizás no. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. Yes, I can. The difference is, basically the difference is formality and frequency of use. Okay? Perhaps is much more formal. Maybe is 50 times more common. I probably say the word maybe 50 times for every time I say perhaps. In fact, I haven't said perhaps since maybe I haven't said that except for when I'm talking about it in answering a question like this. Maybe I haven't said the word perhaps since December. I say the word perhaps 5 times a year. Cinco veces al año. Yeah, actually, I said 50 to 1. That's probably not true. It's probably more like 500 to 1. Yeah. I only really say it when I'm telling people to stop saying it. Right? That's the only time I say that word, perhaps. But no, I mean, you can use it in formal settings, especially if you're talking to your boss. Well, perhaps employees should have a raise. Perhaps the radio hosts should get more money. Perhaps, maybe. And you're formally suggesting something. In that case, you'd use perhaps. But it's much more common to say maybe. Oh, maybe I'll go there. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Maybe it'll be sunny this weekend, but I don't know. Maybe. Maybe is much more common than perhaps. Perhaps is more formal. That's my answer, David. In Las Palmas. And he says, thank you very much. Well, thank you very much, David, for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to take a break, everybody. We have lots to squeeze into our final half hour. It's going to be a good one. You won't want to miss it, so don't touch that dial.
A ver.
ver si eres capaz de decirnos cuál es la única palabra de 5 letras en inglés en la que 4 de sus letras son totalmente mudas y solo se pronuncia la primera letra. Tienes 2 minutos para pensarlo.
Descubre nuestros cursos trimestrales, la mejor forma de interiorizar los conceptos clave del inglés, con los mejores profesores que te enseñarán paso a paso sus secretos. El inglés como a ti te gusta. Llámanos e infórmate sin compromiso al 91-133-5833.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Tu máster de inglés profesional con una oferta inigualable. Consulta condiciones en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 911-335-833. ¿Todavía no has hecho tu prueba de nivel? Infórmate sin compromiso. 911-335-833. Consulta también el Executive Master en inglés profesional disponible en Valencia, Barcelona y Madrid.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Bienvenido al curso para aprender inglés mientras duerme. Durante los próximos días voy a acompañarle en sus sueños con hipnosis pedagógica y usted hablará inglés en 5 días. Garantizado. Ahora busque un lugar cómodo, túmbese con los pies en alto, cierre los ojos y relájese. Relax, relax.
Que no te cuenten cuentos. No existen los milagros para aprender inglés mientras duermes, por mucho que te guste la idea. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 911-335-833 o en grupovaughan.com.
La única palabra de 5 letras en inglés en la que 4 de sus letras son totalmente mudas y solo se pronuncia la primera letra es...
Q.
Cola o fila. Se escribe Q-U-E-U-E, pero solo pronunciamos la letra Q.
Q.
Hello, good morning.
A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más Richard Vaughan Live.
Estamos preparando todo para tener listo el próximo Science Weekend Camp, donde tus hijos se divertirán a la vez que aprenderán mucho, mucho, mucho inglés, sin darse cuenta. Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832 o campamentosvaughan.com, 91-133-5832.
Os esperamos a todos en el Science Weekend Camp.
Emprender y liderar, las claves del éxito. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
You're listening.
Estás escuchando
Vaughan Radio.
Lo que escuchas
to Vaughan Radio.
El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
Everybody, welcome back to the Drive Time Show. It's time for our final half hour. It's 7 o'clock. Really? Yeah, it's 7 o'clock already.